بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
Welcome back. So far we were talking about the different types of jihad, and our expert was telling us the different types and deeply was going to tell us why we need to have war. So, Sheikh, you were talking about war and why we need to have war, and what is the aspect of having war and defense? So would you go deeply and tell us more? Because we have a lot of questions left here, so we're going to talk about it more.
I was telling you the philosophy and reason behind having army in each country. And finally, we came to a conclusion that why Islam has emphasized over the concept of jihad that much, that makes this concept as one of the basic regulation in Islam. And I told you that if a religion is this, is bringing a system for the followers of that very religion, it must contain the concept of jihad, without which there is no any nation, there is no any society, there is no any peace and treaty. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of Islam. When we go to the history of Islam, so for sure our dear brothers and sisters, they know that in the beginning, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his followers, they were in Mecca for 13 years. And they were under the pressure of disbelievers and unbelievers. I mean, because Islam was a very new religion, so they did not have that much, you know, power to stay against the infidel or kuffars. So they tolerated harsh and severe actions and mistreatment of those infidels for 13 years, and they did not do any, you know, the physical action against them, I mean as a kind of battle or war. And they tolerated those situations, and there is also reason behind that. It was not because they were, you know, fearful of those infidels, because at that time there was not that much power, and it was we can say a kind of killing if they want to go and attack those infidels, because they did not have even the power of the manpower. I mean, they did not have that much soldier or followers. It was a very new and a small religions. So for 13 years they tolerated all those harsh and severe and difficulties and problems. Then after 13 years they could make and establish a place, a foundation as a source of Islam in another city which is called of Medina, which was called at that time the Yathrib. But because after the migration of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina, so it was called Medina Tur Rasul, so Medina, which means the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even for the first year when they immigrated to Medina, there was no war.
Okay, everything was under peace.
Everything was under peace. Although, and the city of Medina, Christians and Jews also, they were living. Also Muslims, they were living beside them. One with
good,
one
good
another.
Existence.
Yes, yes, good, good. This is the sample. This is the ideal, you know, the city and the atmosphere and the nation that you are looking for nowadays even. The second year, this very new religion with the new followers, it was attacked by the infidels because they were, you know, frightening from the spreading Islam and losing their positions and money and finance and needs. So in this regard and this atmosphere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has descended some verses that I want to, with regard to this situation, I want to tell you the first verses which was revealed to the Prophet regarding the issue of jihad. I want to tell you what is the tone of these verses with regard to
what's
that situation. What's the tone of that, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend the believers, the ones who believed in him. So this is the tongue of the, you know, establishment of the concept of jihad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, okay, go and attack the infidels and mushrikeen and kuffar of other cities. But he said, okay, defend yourself. So it does not mean that the jihad is going and conquering other countries, but it is the kind of defense of yourself, of the territory, of your family and whatever you have. Okay? And right after, so, أَذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. This is the continuation of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah will let the believers who are attacked. Okay? Who are attacked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the believers who are attacked to defend themselves because they are oppressed. So it is very important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot let his believers to accept those severe situations to be oppressed. Oppression is not something acceptable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for believers. We cannot, we Muslims, cannot let others to come to our country to have command over us and saying that because we are after the treaty and peace. No, we cannot accept to be oppressed. And we cannot accept oppression by others. So we will defend ourselves. This is the very meaning of jihad.
www.voiceislam.com